Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Torque joined the morning show. If you didn't hear him, he's got that that surfer dude kind of kind of approach to life, as described. I think I don't remember Stoney or Rieger that, or was it you? It said he sounds like Birchie. Was
I
it
said,
you?
Yeah.
And that is correct. And now not everybody knows who Birchie is. Birchie's our web writer.
Everybody knows who Birchie is.
You think?
You see Birchie like every other week on Sportsverse with Dan Miller on Sunday
Yeah.
nights.
Yeah, and he's not always high. He just sounds like it.
Right.
But anyway, not to imply anything about Torque, but Gator, you know, you're right. He does sound like Birchie. Did you find the high school pitcher
yeah.
you wanted?
Jared Kelly was the guy who went in the second round, went to the White Sox with the 47th pick. And yeah, I like what I read about him. He threw his just high heat, and he's a good-sized kid at age 18. He's already 6'3 and 215. And then when he was drafted and I saw highlights of him throwing the ball, I literally said out loud, I'm like, that's effortless. He throws 98, and there's no effort to it. It's not labored at all. It's just smooth. It looks like he's just, you know, lobbing the ball, and it's 98. And the second I get done saying it, everybody on MLB Network who talked, they all said the same thing. Look at the effortless delivery. This kid's only 18. He's going to get better. He's going to throw harder. I mean, like, damn it. But look, they went with Dingler for a reason, and there's going to be, you know, high expectations for me because of it. So here we go.
Yeah. Look.
Interesting. They didn't take an arm out of the six picks they had. They didn't take an arm.
Yeah, and I'm not worried about it at all. Are you?
No, not really. No.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's plenty of pitching to come. You can always use more. My theory is when you're building a team, hoard pitching, and they've hoarded the hell out of it. Now they're trying to supplement what they have, but I wouldn't have been mad at them if they'd taken a pitcher. But, you know, it's an interesting collection of players, and I feel like it's going to be fun to watch. Now, here's the thing I can't wait to see.
Like the Marlins, for instance, took six pitchers.
Well, there you go. Teams are in different places, right? Here's the one thing that I can't wait to see is Baseball America's top 100 prospects. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like the Tigers are going to be well represented. I mean, where do they put Torque? I was shocked last year how Mize, you know, or 2 years ago, how Mize debuted like in the top 30. And I guess I shouldn't be. Like 1-1 is going to be considered a stud guy. The Tigers, you know what it's going to look like? It's going to start to look like when the Tigers were selling off Verlander and selling off, you know, their better players. And, you know, JD Martinez, and I would look at baseball's top 100 and be jealous of all these other organizations. That's what the Tigers are going to look like now. Because I'm just trying to pluck players off that top 100 list, and the Tigers would have one and somebody else would have seven.
Right.
You know?
And they're starting to look like that now. I think depending on which list you look at, I mean, they've got four or five guys, I think, in the top 100. When you look at, you know, the three pitchers, and then throw Riley Green in the mix, you got four, and Paredes is on some people's list to make it five. Torkelson, I would imagine, debuts inside the top 30. He was a 1-1 pick. He's a college player, and a lot of these lists depends on where the development is of the player. It's not just taking a crapshoot on, oh, this guy's a really talented high school player, so we're going to throw him at 30. I mean, this is an established college player who hits for more power than anybody else in the draft in the last couple of years. So I would imagine he's probably going to be a top 30 player. So that gives them another one, and the organization looks a lot better. Now, it's still an organization that needed an injection of position players, and that's what they went out and did. It's Riley Green last year, we love the pick of Riley Green. Got off to a really hot start. And now, unfortunately, door slammed on development because of COVID-19. But who knows how he's done in the offseason. I hope he's hit the weight room. I hope he's working out. And maybe he comes back ready to really impress people.
It's a setback. I mean, he probably won't make it till Detroit till September now. But, hey, look, it is what it is. So, this is the other thing. Full disclosure here, too. I think you and me and everybody relies more on reading what experts think when it comes to this draft than the NFL draft or the NBA draft.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe not. Maybe it's comparable to the NHL draft, but their players are playing in relative obscurity, anonymity.
That's it.
We don't know who they are. So when I'm watching MLB Network, and I don't even know who the guy at the desk was. Did you know the host?
Greg?
Is it Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
His name's Greg. I forgot what his last name.
When Greg was drooling all over what the Tigers were doing, I'm like, well, I'm listening to Greg.
Right.
Greg knows more than I do. But yeah, it's fun to have the guys that follow this stuff for a living.
Well,
really, really rave about what the Tigers did.
Just as an example, right? Like I'm looking at their draft selections. I'm looking at MLB.com. MLB.com will have, they got it all ranked here. You know, what round, what pick. And then they have their own rankings, their pre-draft rankings. So first pick, Spencer Torkelson, he was ranked number one by MLB.com. Their second pick, what they got, the 38th pick, Dylan Dingler, was ranked 24th. The third-round pick, Danny Cabrera, actually not third-round pick, he was a compensatory pick, but picked at 62, he was ranked 38th. Trey Cruz, they got him at 73, he was ranked 126.
Yeah.
In the fourth round, they got Gage Workman with the 102nd pick, he was ranked 73rd. And the last pick with Colt Keith, they got him with 132, and he was ranked 87. Yeah, so they've got, at least just according to One Services rankings, 5 out of 6 players they drafted, they got at or well above better than what their ranking was, or better than where they were picking at.
248-539-9797. Ticket texts and phone calls. Plus your tweets, at DunGator971. We got a bunch of tweets on this already from Pat Bruno on Twitter. Even in a short 5-round draft, I'm shocked the Tigers didn't draft a power arm, and I'm happy about that. Al Avila did a good job at identifying and procuring good prospects. From Dave Page on Twitter, I think the Tigers draft this year was one of the best in a while. I think with the talent currently on the team and those coming up through the system combined with this year's picks, we'll be set in about 2 years for deep playoff runs. Think 80s Tigers era. Hope so. From Royal Squid, not sure who forgot to wake Al Avila up during the draft, but I'm glad they let him sleep peacefully. They absolutely nailed this draft. Torque, Dingler, Cabrera, a bunch of solid picks. Give Avila credit, right? I know there's a lot of cynicism, but, one thing that happens with everyone, and, you better do this, you better get better at your job. No matter who you are, you better get better with each passing year. And sometimes guys are learning on the job, and sometimes there are mistakes. Of course, if a bunch of these pitchers hit, and they now supplement them with good hitters, then maybe he's been doing better all along. I'll believe it when I see it. But I really, really think that one of the great signs of a GM that knows what he's doing is when you're still getting players in the middle rounds. And you're taking chances on players that others would pass on. And there might not be any greater example than Tarek Skubal, who had 2 arm events at Seattle University and then, is now turned into a top-notch pitching prospect.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's time to gamble. And this looked like this was a year that the Tigers, they didn't play it safe. I think they got guys they didn't expect to be there. They went and got, they didn't take major gambles on guys, but – by using a strategy which basically said we're taking college players and we're not taking pitchers. That, I mean, it certainly bucks the system when you say you're not taking pitchers.
248-539-9797, phone calls and texts. Meanwhile, Gator, they've run out of these. Now what? They've run out of these. The supply is dried up. We'll get to that at 11:05. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.